from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I went to Kennywood yesterday with Stella, so I come in refreshed and also, I think, beaming with positivity.
Oh, I'm glad the high beams are on.
I think
positivity.
I suffer from the same thing right now that Russell Wilson has been accused of.
Toxic positivity.
I think I have toxic positivity. I can't promise that it'll be here by 6 o'clock. I definitely can't promise that it'll be here tomorrow. But at the moment, I have positive thoughts.
Just swimming in a sea.
And
of
I don't know
positivity.
Why I have positive thoughts, because I hear all the time that positivity in this business doesn't sell. You say something nice about somebody, or you say something positive, nobody ever wants to call into a radio show when you say that. You rip someone to shreds and people want to call in and they want their pound of flesh and they want to bitch up a storm.
It is 100, in my opinion, anecdotally, very true. Positivity doesn't sell. People do like to listen when the teams are doing well, but people don't like to call in if that's what you're gunning for. People want to hear piss, vinegar, fire, brimstone, etc.
Because the question I have written down here is, Russell Wilson playing on Saturday, how are we feeling about this experiment? Because it is an experiment. When it's only a one-year deal and it's for the veteran minimum and nothing is promised to Russell Wilson, I mean, we still have talking heads on TV saying he might not even start week one. When you have that kind of situation, I think that's the best way to characterize it. They're going to try it, and if it works, great. If not, see you later, pal. You have had a good feeling about this really since the minute he signed. I have some skepticism, but I was looking up something before the show that made me feel better about it. And you know what it is? These moves usually work. These moves where it's Hall of Fame or borderline Hall of Fame quarterback who late in his career latches on with different team, success rate is actually pretty high. I mean, our fathers will bring up, Sports Illustrated covers of Joe Namath in a Rams uniform, or Bouchette will say, I remember Johnny Unitas played for the San Diego Chargers. You know, like those obvious. Franco Harris put a Seahawks uniform on. Like, those things come up a lot. Mm-hmm. But among what I would deem Hall of Fame caliber quarterbacks,
which Wilson is.
Yes, of course.
His resume suggests he will get to the Hall of Fame, which I think would be, would make, like, Mark Schlereth might just, boycott the ceremony.
Kurt Warner's in, and Russell Wilson has over 100 more touchdown passes and over 1,000 more passing yards.
He's had a better career than Kurt Warner.
Right? So the highs were probably better with Warner, but Wilson was way more consistent.
Yep.
But I'm going to bring Warner's name up here, because I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 guys. That's not a bad sample size, is it, Chris?
No, 10 is a... I mean, if you're talking about Hall of Fame Hall caliber of fame guys who went to another...
Or borderline Hall of Fame quarterbacks.
It's a good sample size.
Who went to new teams late in their career.
Very good sample size.
And I will name, and Donnie, turn on your microphone. I will name the player and where he went. And you guys can tell me, when you hear the name of the team, if that player's stint with that team was a success or a failure. Okay? Matthew Stafford, Rams.
Success.
Failure.
Why?
I'm just kidding.
Okay.
I thought it would be self-evident that if I said failure about a Super Bowl winner, I would be kidding.
One for one. Warren Moon, Vikings.
I don't have like an awesome memory of it, but I feel like he had some numbers there. So I'd probably say closer to success, but I don't remember it off the top of my head. Like, I don't think about Warren Moon in a Vikings
game. I will say failure. He never won a playoff game there. They weren't terrible, but it's not like he went there and rewrote record books and was...
58 touchdowns, 42 picks, and 39 games. So I'll just... And he was you know what? For the mid-90s, he was probably playing okay. He had one really good year
there. All right, but I'll still...
Okay, you can put it in the failure category.
Okay, one for two.
Okay.
Kurt Warner, Giants.
Failure.
One for three.
Kurt Warner, Cardinals. Success.
Two for four.
Kurt Warner contains multitudes.
Phillip Rivers, Colts.
Success. They got to a playoff game.
Don?
He was only there that 1 year, right?
Yep.
Playoffs.
I mean, they did make the playoffs. I guess I'd go success because we knew that it wasn't like, okay, they're a Super Bowl contender with or without
the guy. He was good,
man.
I know it was a COVID year and like it was probably easier to play offense. He was good. He threw 24 touchdowns, more than twice as many touchdowns as he did interceptions. He was a good player that year. He was... about as fast as a jar of molasses that was frozen.
Three for five.
But he's still a success for our purposes.
Matt Ryan, Colts.
Three for six.
Yes, agreed.
He was bad.
Joe Montana, Chiefs.
Do I have to say it? Four for seven. He beat the Steelers.
Went to an AFC championship game. Four for seven?
Yes.
Brett Favre, Jets.
Failure.
Four for eight. Brett Favre, Vikings.
Five for nine.
NFC Championship game. Horrible interception against the Saints, but still.
It was a bounty gate game. They found out like afterwards he was playing in a game where the other team's defensive coordinator was literally trying to maim him.
Peyton Manning, Broncos.
Rousing success.
Six for 10. Tom Brady, Buccaneers.
I thought you said you only had 10 of these.
Well,
10 quarterbacks, but multiple stops.
Yeah.
Brady, the greatest success story of all of these.
Just if you look at these guys, who was successful with a new team? Brady, Manning, Favre, Montana, Warner, Stafford, Rivers. So that's not, Chris, that's seven of the 10 Hall of Fame or close to Hall of Fame quarterbacks.
How many
all
of those
in their
guys
all in their mid to late 30s?
Who went to like what you would call very good situations around them? The Buccaneers had actually been building something there and Brady was the last piece.
Bless you, Donnie.
Favre, I would argue, I don't even like have like a great recollection of how stacked that Vikings roster was. I mean, he was very good that
they
year.
Were an okay Peyton team Peterson. With Tarvaris Jackson there before he
right.
showed
he,
up.
He was the difference maker. Warner, I think, made the Cardinals a lot better. They had Fitzgerald. They had some guys, but Warner made that thing work. The reason I'm bringing this up is some of these quarterbacks that went and had good years elsewhere, like is Russell Wilson walking into an infrastructure situation that's similar? Arthur Smith, I would say, is an okay offensive coordinator at best. He's very
I think he's better than that.
Middle of the road. I gave it a C-, I think, when they hired him. I don't think he's a particularly inspired choice. He just looks like an A-plus compared to the last guy. We have a coach here who seemingly actively kneecaps offense, or at least has been since Ben Roethlisberger tore his arm up. He's changed his stripes. Refuses to hire really good coaches. C. Smith, Arthur. No Ben Johnson or anybody like that here. And do they have the talent necessary? They have one receiver everybody likes, but even he seems like a powder keg. They have a tight end I think people are very on the fence about and should be. They have a two-headed running back that when it's healthy is pretty effective. We're not even positive, though, that they're going to give the right guy the majority of the carries. And then they have an offensive line that, God bless them, I would love to be giving them credit for right now, but it looks like a huge worry and concern because half the guys are beat up, playing poorly, or both. So I don't know if Russell Wilson, like my point here, I guess I didn't make it clear enough. Some of these Hall of Fame level quarterbacks went to situations that were pretty good and just needed their skill sets.
I'll give you a situation that I think is very similar to this one, and I don't think it'll end with the same result. How different is it than Peyton Manning in Denver? Defense drove the bus big time. And obviously when Manning first got there, he was putting up big numbers and won another MVP.
You had a weird bit of uncertainty with him, though, that I think made it interesting, like because he comes off the surgery and there was a question as to whether or not he'd be good. And what became the wild card there was he came back and was very much Peyton Manning.
But they won with I'm saying when they won the Super Bowl, they won with defense. They had Ronnie Hillman as their running back. They had
Would you say that's an outlier Super Bowl winner?
But that's why I said I don't think that it'll have the same end result, but I think the situation is analogous. 35 years old for premier quarterbacks is just, it's not that old. It's just an early age to write off somebody who you just said, this guy is a slam dunk Hall of Famer.
I didn't say slam dunk. I said he should be in the Hall
of Fame. He'll get in. I mean, look at some of the jamokes we're putting in the Hall of Fame now. He's definitely going to be a
people,
Hall of Famer.
Okay, I don't know about locally so much because I do think this is one of those cases where locally people have a much better handle on it than nationally. Locally, I think most people are just assuming he's the starter whether they want him to be or not. I go back with Russell Wilson and think that nationally a lot of the people poo-pooing this or saying this is going to be a disaster do not like Russell Wilson personally. We know Schlereth doesn't like him. It bleeds through every time Mark Schlereth talks about him. He talks about how much of a phony he is. Guys don't like inauthenticity. Guys who played the game.
But then they don't like too much. They don't like a lot of authenticity, and that's one of the reasons why Ben was so maligned. Because he didn't filter himself out.
I don't really think Ben's talking and the way he filtered himself was really the reason a lot of people disliked him, but I guess we're going to have to agree to disagree there. I think these seeds were planted long before that. Before he became Mr. Ran too shallow of a route.
Donnie, how are you feeling about this experiment with Russ?
Like, you just want me to think of a word to describe how I'm feeling about it?
And just your feelings. Do you think it's going to work?
What would you classify as work?
Get to the playoffs and win a playoff game.
Do you think this guy can be their quarterback beyond this year based on how he played?
I think it'll be on the doorstep of that. And I think if you say this guy could be the quarterback beyond just this season, I could absolutely see that. Now, do they win a playoff game? I don't know. Because that's where you run into how difficult the AFC is. They'd have to get lucky for that to happen. Chris and I had this conversation yesterday. We both think the Steelers could actually, they'll be a better team than what they were in 2023, but will that automatically put them in the playoffs?
I think they
think about how lucky they got with quarterbacks around their own league in their own conference last year. It's hard to say that would happen again.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait. Number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.